Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
DE365, a place where you're going to get a piece of music content daily. I'm your boy, FIFA247. I'm here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. And today, we are doing G Perico, G Slim's Revenge. Ken, we've never put G Perico in the chamber, have we?
No, I don't believe so. G Perico rarely, if ever, has been mentioned on Dead End Hip Hop.
Never.
He's been around for
a little bit. Before we get into the report card portion of the review, Ken, G Perico, he was a feature on somebody I really like that I fuck with.
Yep.
And I want to say it was Freddie or it was somebody else. No, it was Freddie. It was on that what's that pink album cover that he got. Oh man, he stole it about
the rabbit.
No. He looked like he was an R&B singer. He stole it from an R&B singer.
It's Freddie.
Freddie. It was just called Freddie. And G Perico was featured on one of those songs. That was my intro to G Perico. Now, fast forward, when Freddie went on tour, G Perico was one of his opening acts. So that was my intro to G Perico, but I never listened to G Perico's project. Hmm. And he's been, ever since I saw him on Freddie's project, I seen him featured on other people's shit. Like, I want to say that he's been on Larry June and stuff like that. I know of him, but I just never dove in. So that being said, Ken, the features, I don't think he did have a couple features. So he had a dude named Steels, never heard of him. Also had Wally the Sensei, Tiny Do. How did you feel about the features?
One of these I really like. I'm trying to remember which one it was. Was it Wally the Sensei? Can't remember. But I think about C+.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. I'm right out of the C+. I thought the features were pretty good. They added to, but they didn't take away, but they didn't give it the extra sauce. Mm. I think that we're in line with G Perico. Now, when it comes to the production, how did you feel about the production?
I'm actually at a B with the production.
I'm at a B+.
Oh, okay.
This shit bumping the whip, Ken.
He got a little nice West Coast thing going on, bro.
He do. What about the rap and singing?
I thought the rapping was actually okay, too. Mm. C+, B-. You know, I'm kind of... Yeah. I think G Perico was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very solid.
I give him a solid B. Simplistic, he's not going to go.
It's West Coast, bro.
That's what I'm about to say. These West Coast cats they're not lyrical miracles. They're more about the vibe and the aesthetic than the wordplay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So this is definitely one of those type of projects. And we've reviewed a lot of West Coast projects this year. So as you guys, you know, continue to get the videos, you'll see. Overall, Ken?
Overall, I'm at a... I thought it was very, very solid. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking I'm at a C+.
Okay.
For me, yeah.
I'm at a B. Okay. I'm at a B. We're not far away. Ken, I'll put this shit on, bro. I had to put the windows down and turn the bass on. This is the epitome of West Coast music. Like... If you put this on and you're like, well, I wonder where he's from, smack the shit out you, bro.
Yeah, something wrong.
Something wrong with you. Now, the one thing I would say the one knock for me, Ken, the voice tonality, mm-hmm. not my favorite. And listening finally to a full project of G Perico, the production more so saved it for me. And he sounds good on it, but it's just the tonality. It's just a personal thing. I don't think he's whack or anything. I love what he's doing. He reminds me of Too Short, a modern version of Too Short to a degree. You know what I'm saying? He's not as nasty as Too Short once was back in the day. He's not that, but just the vibe of what he does and how he does it gives me Too Short vibes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, G Perico is he's one of those guys that just pay attention to. You know, if I'm setting up a playlist, he drops something new, I might dump it in the playlist and listen to it when I get around to it. Like I said, he's been around for a minute. So I've always just kind of paid attention to him, but never really put out the thing to get to the recommendation levels. Like, okay, I think he's ready. He's very regional. You know, even though he's expanding, like you mentioned, Freddie. But so I think he's starting to get some appeal in those areas to where other rappers are starting to kind of really rock with him, and he's building those relationships. But this was very, very solid. I mean, it accomplishes what I feel like he set out to accomplish. You know, good beats, good production, nice vibe, you know, and you walk away not feeling like you wasted your time if you adjust your mindset to the West Coast.
Why?
Like, you have to make that mind shift, because if you don't, you're going to be like, I don't want any part of this.
100%. Yeah. You have to go into it understanding what it is and judge it for what it is. Don't compare them to Rome Streets. Don't compare them to Ransom. Don't compare them to all of these.
Yeah, you might as well not even listen to them.
Exactly. 100%. This is completely something different.
Yeah, there was a, what was that joint? Where he had a Mr. Officer, which is which is Ghetto Boys. It's a Ghetto Boys song off of To Death Do Us Part, I believe. So when I heard that, I was like, oh, okay, this man might be a bit of a historian there, a hip-hop historian.
Yeah. Now, so, man, I fuck with it. The joint Bang Bang. Like, that joint is hard. Like, that's obviously 100% West Coast. Throw It Up with Tiny Do. Never heard of Tiny Do, but I fuck with Tiny Do. I love the horn on that. Like, that is so vibey, so smooth. Yeah. Ken, I was going through his discography. And last year, in 2023, March 10th to be exact, he dropped a Gangsta Grills with DJ Drama.
He working, bro. His profile is rising.
He is.
I mean, shit, he on here now, you know.
Yeah. He got a lot of work, man. He got a lot of work. You know, all I could do, man, is salute the brother. Ken, when we talk to, you know, a lot of up-and-coming artists always ask us for advice and stuff like that. This is what I be telling them. The only way you're going to garner a fan base is by giving people projects. Mm-hmm. You could throw out all them singles that you want and try to, quote-unquote, go viral. But that's not going to sustain an independent artist. It's just not. You got to be able to put out projects. You got to be able to cultivate a fan base. And then you got to be able to go and perform. So opening up for Freddie Gibbs, like, that's what you got to do until you become the headliner. You know what I'm saying? You got to go get, you know, raise your profile to go get DJ Drama. Like, you got to do these things. So for me, I fuck with G Perico. He's definitely going to be back on D365. And Ken, if you look at some of these damn album covers, like Play to Win, this nigga, you got the perm,
yeah,
Ken.
I like the album cover. Yeah. How Will Is My Joint. I love the sample on there, but yeah. Nah, man, it's definitely a solid listen. I enjoy
it. Would you recommend it?
It's not there. I don't know. Well, and maybe that's because I don't really know anybody that like West Coast like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, nah.
I don't disagree. I'm with you.
And I think it's not because it's whack. I just don't,
You need somebody that likes West Coast. Yeah. Like, somebody that's like, yo, I fuck with West Coast, I would send them this.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know a lot of people that particularly like West Coast.
It would be a social share. It would be something 100%. I would share on social.
Yeah.
Yep.
100%. Yeah. And also, it would be something that I would play when I had people over and just kind of read the room. Like, oh, y'all fucking with G Perico. Okay, let me play this one. Oh, y'all fucking with that one too. Let me play this. Oh, damn, y'all ain't fucking with that one. Okay, cool.
Yeah. G Perico, I can have it played around the studio.
That's what's up. So look, y'all already know, another day, another review. We out. Peace.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.